The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
All right, and we are here this morning at 5 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. on this Tuesday. A little technical difficulty this morning getting things moving, so we went to break ahead of time. We're back, and of course, everything is well. Bob Gresk is going to be joining us later in the hour. We have a new affiliate. And we have a new product out there. You may have or may not have heard of it. It's called Carbon 60, and we'll be talking to Bob about that later in the show. In the meantime, I have this little what looks like a Game Boy, but no, it's not. Set it and forget it. That's basically what this does. This is a Rife machine. And there's Royal Raymond Rife right there. Dr. Royal Rife. Perfected frequency generation way back when in the last century and used it to cure 16 terminally ill people that had cancer. Modern medicine made fun of them and said, ha ha, yeah, we'll see just how good your Rife machine is. Here's 16 terminally ill cancer patients. So he cured them all. Just got to make you wonder about why we talk about stuff like this. And this is why I've been using this for the last 3 years. And I'm still alive and kicking, ready to talk about it. These are available on thepowermall.com. And all, of course, all these purchases help keep the Power Hour on the air. This week, we have 10% off of Strauss Naturals head-to-toe clay and Optivita products. So, that being said, Bob Gresca will be joining us in the next hour, and your phone calls, of course, are welcome because you probably have a lot of questions about Carbon 60, what it does, and we'll bring Bob on the show and take your phone calls. We'll make that work. Let's see, we got to move on to world news here. Well, Africa, I'm so sorry for you people over there. They just rolled out a GlaxoSmithKline malaria vaccine. Cameroon, the first country to get it. Yesterday, they rolled it out, touting it as a highly effective malaria vaccine. Yeah. Global health officials are in on it. What does that tell you? It's RTS, S, or Mosquirix. Mosquirix, isn't that cute? They use mosquito, and because mosquitoes transmit malaria. Mosquirix, haha. GlaxoSmithKline, yeah, and just makes you wonder. Another malaria vaccine called R21 was developed by University of Oxford researchers as being manufactured by the Serum Institute of India. And to think all this time we've had hydroxychloroquine and quinine. What do you think is in hydroxychloroquine? Quinine? You see, that's less expensive. But you see, if Big Pharma's not involved, they can't make any money. 42 districts in Cameroon. And they are rolling out the media campaign trying to get everybody to show up. They got people out there in Value Health Africa, an NGO based in Cameroon. Health workers have been meeting with communities and telling them all about this vaccine, ready to address misinformation about the immunizations that could contribute to reduced uptake. Boy, they want everybody jabbed, don't they? 20 African countries are making plans for their own rollout. In the face of rising malaria cases and deaths. Yeah. So, what, 600,000 people have died so far of malaria, probably because it wasn't available. And we're talking about whatever treatment were necessary to help them out. But you see, the World Health Organization has endorsed this for children starting at 5 months old. Now, what do you think? You trust them? I don't think so, says Andy Looney. Wow. So they're going to roll it out where malaria cases and deaths have been on the rise since 2017. Nearly 30% of all hospital consultations are malaria related. I love this, hospital consultations. You mean they were admitted? I love the way some of these people write. And you can read right between the lines on this stuff. We'll see how many people drop dead. Then you'll know. This is probably one of the reasons why you heard stories about kids being forced to take shots and then going and cutting their arms off right after they got the jab. I mean, it's just, it's nuts. But of course, you know, Big Pharma's got to make money. We just have to say no, because this is all part of it. Those who got duped better wake up, because they're coming for you again. It's going to happen over here. This disease X, they're just priming the pump, trying to scare everybody. We don't know just how dangerous, but it's going to happen. Really? You mean scientists are still messing with things that are going to cause worldwide depopulation efforts? Is that what this is all about? Oh, my God, we can't talk about that. Right before I went on, I happened to pop onto YouTube, and somebody of African-American descent was on there at the World Economic Forum in Davos, and Klaus Schwab and his sidekick were sitting on stage as this gentleman was making his 19-second announcement. And he basically told Klaus Schwab and his sidekick and everybody there to go F themselves. Said F you to Klaus Schwab. And then told the whole entourage that was in attendance to go F themselves. People were getting up and walking out. And of course, after 19 seconds, the screen came up. Connection lost. Unbelievable. You see, word's getting around. People don't want this. They're in trouble when they let people on stage like that to turn around and turn on them. I mean, that's the third person now that we're aware of, besides Kevin Roberts from the Heritage Foundation and Javier Milei, president of Argentina, newly elected. Now they have a third gentleman who is unidentified because YouTube didn't have his name on there. Otherwise, I'd have told you who it was. But boy, that video sure looked real. And Schwab was sitting there, and Schwab got mad, frustrated, and walked off stage. See, it doesn't matter how many millions of dollars you throw into this farce. They're going to come after you. So, yeah, we'll see. I bet they escorted that guy out of there and put him on a plane, or either that or he disappeared. We don't know. All I know is it's out there. Speaking of farces, the UK has hired private boats for £36 million. Now, who do you think is going to pay for that? Now, you see, the pound is worth about $1.27. So you're looking at roughly 38 something million dollars in U.S. money to bring channel migrants ashore. Yeah. They're going to give this money to their border force to bring channel migrants the illegals at a cost to the taxpayer of 36 million pounds. This according to the report from Times of London. The government body responsible for controlling immigration and protecting a country's borders has signed a contract for the hiring of charter of vessels to bring all these operations across the Dover Straits. It's set to come into force in April, will last until the end of March next year. I wonder what it is. I mean, anybody that's been over to the UK and understands what the population was like ever since they let go of India, and all of a sudden Indian population just flooded the UK.
Oh, my gosh, by golly.
Yeah. And they really want to multiculturalize the entire United Kingdom. This is not going to fare well for them. Even Prime Minister Rishi Sunak will not be safe, because all these people are in trouble. Boris Johnson, the same way. Brexit leader Nigel Farage and Reform UK leader Richard Tice have argued that if the government actually wanted to deter illegal boat migration, it should adopt a send back the boats approach like that was adopted in Australia. But of course, we can't have that now. Oh, no. You know, so far this year, over 600 illegal boat migrants have been brought ashore following around 30,000 successful crossings last year. So they're wanting to bring in millions of people into the United Kingdom. And why? I don't know. You folks better wake up. They're all just sitting around wondering when the government's going to. This is what happens in socialist countries, folks. They give you the dole, then they threaten you. If you don't comply, they take it away. See how it works? UK health officials also yesterday urged millions of parents to book their children in for missed MMR shots. Now, for those of you out there that are not that educated, MMR stands for measles, mumps, and rubella, which would be German measles. Huh. And of course, because of what happened with the rollout of the jab and how many people died, the vaccination rates plummeted in the UK. And the National Health Service, of course, like they did in Africa, has launched a big publicity campaign. There's been 216 confirmed cases of measles and 103 probable causes in parts of England. Most cases were kids under 10. Uh-huh. Yeah, this is people not showing up to get their kids jabbed. It's too low to maintain safe population coverage. We want that at about 95%, as advised by the WHO? Yeah, you guessed it, the World Health Organization. Public health officials are saying that more than 3.4 million children under 16 are unprotected. It will give them all a condom, baby. Come on, people. Wonder if they have homeschooling over there in the UK. Anybody got a handle on that? Boy, I tell you what, this is what happens when you let the government run amok and do whatever it wants, and you just stand idly by and do nothing. And they put all these cameras in the streets. I mean, you can't go anywhere in London without being monitored. And all of that is expanding all over the UK. They think they're going to, because we can monitor you, we can obviously find out if you're going to commit a crime or not. The thought police are out there. And we all just kind of go on about our daily life thinking, whatever. Till that happens here. Then it's too late. Then what are you going to do? As soon as they see you pick up a gun, monitoring you over your smart TV, as soon as they see you pick up a gun and head out the door, they're going to go, danger, send the police. Take them out. Make them disappear. How do you know it's not going to happen? We don't know it's not going to happen. You willing to risk it? Better put your foot down now. Now we move on to U.S. News at 18 minutes after the hour. Today is the New Hampshire primary. Yep. And wouldn't you know it, what do we have? AI in the mix? I already told you they were going to try to mess with the elections, and now it's starting. And you're going, oh my God, what? You ever heard of the Telephone Consumer Protection Act? It's federal law. And basically, it means that if you get these unwanted robocalls that you didn't ask for, then you have the right to sue whoever did the robocall under the TCPA. Well, guess what the Democratic Party did? At least that's what we think. A robocall reportedly manipulated Joe Biden's voice, and people all over New Hampshire were getting the phone calls telling recipients not to vote, according to NBC News. I mean, mainstream media is reporting this. So, a prominent New Hampshire Democrat is gearing up to file a complaint with the state attorney general. The message says, what a bunch of malarkey, then tells the listener to save their vote for November, adding voting this Tuesday only enables the Republicans in their quest to elect Donald Trump again. Your vote makes a difference in November, not this Tuesday. This is what they were saying. The outlet said the message shares a phone number to reach Kathy Sullivan, who is the leader of a super PAC backing the effort to get the state's residents to write in Biden's name in the primary. Multiple people on Sunday alerted her to the phone calls, but it was not immediately known what type of voters received the message. And it's not yet known who's responsible for the calls, Sullivan claimed. It's obviously somebody who wants to hurt Joe Biden. Really. It appears his image and voice have been manipulated in the past due to developing technology that's got many people concerned. Biden signed an executive order in October regarding AI. And also commented on the danger of deepfakes, per the Independent. He stated, I watched one of me. I said, when the hell did I say that? In regards to New Hampshire, Governor Doug Burgum of North Dakota, former 2024 candidate, now supporting Trump, recently told SiriusXM's Breitbart, this race for the nomination for the Republican Party should be over after New Hampshire. Sooner we can get everybody consolidated, sooner we can start turning the corner, because this country can't take another 4 years of Joe Biden. On Sunday, former President Trump said he was very honored to have the endorsement of Governor Ron after he chose to suspend his presidential campaign. That's DeSantis, went back to Florida. But you got TCPA going on here. I told you AI was going to start up and you wouldn't know what to believe. I told you. This is not the I told you so speech. This is the I told you speech. Oh, yes, that is not a nervous laugh, folks. I just understand exactly what kind of garbage they're going to pull out there. And you want to talk about election interference? U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan, presiding over E. Jean Carroll's defamation trial against former President Trump, postponed the trial on Monday, citing a juror's coronavirus illness, until Tuesday, the day of the New Hampshire Republican primary. Of course, House Conference Chair and Trump ally Elise Stefanik immediately posted on X, this is blatant election interference. What do you think? And, of course, they're all finger-pointing back and forth. Joe Biden and his Democrat cronies are the true threats to what? Democracy. You see where Congress is going with this? Democracy. We have a democracy. You see, and the more they get up there and they start finger-pointing and using the D word, I have a D word for you, Elise Stefanik, it's called dumbass. There's your D word. Don't you understand we have a constitutional republic? What's the matter with you? Why do you have to keep furthering these lies on the we the people? Don't you think we deserve to know the truth? I think we do now. We know how you think. We know you're all part of it. Give us a break, for crying out loud. This is really disconcerting, folks. I told you it was going to start up. And a federal judge, you know, they're saving grace. A federal judge in New Hampshire has ruled against an effort to block former President Trump from the state's ballots, of course. Who is identified in that? Mr. Castro, of course, the one they just arrested for all these little business crimes of his. Yeah, alleged. Of course, now this preliminary motion in the New Hampshire primary to remove Trump from the ballot was denied by the judge. All the other pending motions in the case are rendered moot. Armeet Dhillon handled all of that, congratulating the election litigation team yet again. Meanwhile, in Arizona, U.S. Senate candidate Carrie Lake responded to rumors and speculation she could be picked as Trump's running mate. Nope. She said, not going to happen. I'm fighting because we have to keep control of the Senate. I'm staying right where I'm at, and I'm running here. We have a chance to bring the Senate majority back. She's going to do whatever she can to help. Now, you want to know, all this is going on, the tit for tat is going on politically, but now what's going on with our Supreme Court? Understand, this is pretty serious stuff. The will of we, the people, is being tested, and you're not going to like the outcome. All of the libtards on the Supreme Court, yeah, I know, I said it, including John Roberts, voted 5-4 to allow U.S. Border Patrol agents to remove razor wire set up by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, all the while the legal challenge plays out. Yeah, we're going to let you go ahead and do it. Let them all in. John Roberts, Amy Coney Barrett. Now, there's one I didn't expect. Ketanji Brown Jackson, Elena Kagan, and Sotomayor. I understand why they did it. Of course, they are Democrats. That's why they sided with the Biden administration, because this legal fight is going on. The administration argued the razor wire blocks agents from gaining access to necessary to do their jobs. Oh, yeah. Access. Yeah. The razor wire blocks agents from, you know, from doing their jobs. What's their job? To let illegal immigrants across the border? Oh, Joe, that's on you. Jeez. See what dementia does to a person? And then they've got their cronies like Solicitor General Elizabeth Perlogar arguing his case. I mean, how crooked can you get? We know it's going on. Texas puts up concertina wire. So federal agents can come in and encourage, induce, and assist thousands of aliens to illegally cross the Rio Grande and come into Texas, according to Ken Paxton. You remember the same attorney general that the House just tried to impeach and the Senate acquitted? Wow. Federal agents regularly are cutting new openings in the wire fence, according to Paxton. Sometimes immediately after Texas officers have placed new wire to plug gaps in fencing barriers. And guess what? Texas taxpayers are paying for this. And of course, Abbott, Governor Abbott, you remember Abbott and Costello? Yeah, there you go. It's a comedy team up there. Yeah, we said we've had it. We're not going to let this happen anymore, the governor said. Yeah. Referring to this dispute? Uh-huh. Sure you have. This month, you know, as you may remember, Texas denied entry to Border Patrol agents around the Shelby Park area in Eagle Pass after Mr. Abbott said the state won't allow agents on that property anymore, widening a dispute with the Biden administration. That's why all this is going down. All because you can't come to our park. We don't want you using our park to house illegal migrants. I really feel sad for those that came here and did all the things right to become citizens of the United States. But which United States did they become a citizen of? The constitutional United States or the corporate United States? Which ones did they become? I mean, are you asking yourself these questions? These are questions you should be asking. Republican of Georgia, chair of the House Administration's Committee's Oversight Subcommittee, Barry Loudermilk, revealed some interesting news yesterday. The partisan January 6th committee has deleted over 100 encrypted files before the GOP took House majority. I'll have more on that story because I guarantee you, Benny Thompson and Liz Cheney obstructed something, according to Loudermilk. We'll have more on that when we come back from the break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active Rubbing Oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Four minutes after the hour here on this Tuesday, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Before we went to break, we were talking about Representative of Georgia, Barry Loudermilk, who is chair of the House Administration's Committee's Oversight Subcommittee. Boy, they got a committee and a subcommittee, and once you get all past all of that stuff, then you can kind of do what Jethro Bodine does and do some ciphering to figure out where things are. The partisan J6 Committee, according to Loudermilk, has apparently deleted over 100 encrypted files just before the GOP took over the House. And that's in the elections, right? Missing files are significant because they might contain information reportedly used to prosecute former President Trump in Fulton County, Georgia. Yep. Yeah, we're finding out now that Trump lawyers are targeting the records between the White House and Fannie Willis. Because apparently there's a little coordination between the prosecutors in Georgia and the Biden administration. And Trump's lawyers want to know, did Fannie Willis go to D.C. and talk to anybody about this? I mean, Loudermilk's forensics team identified 117 files that went missing January 1st of 2023. The analysis suggests the committee either deleted or encrypted them so that nobody could have access to them, and Loudermilk wanted the passwords for the encrypted files, which could contain interviews and depositions that run contrary to the J6 committee's narrative. Yeah. And he is claiming that Benny Thompson and Liz Cheney intended to obstruct our subcommittee by failing to preserve critical information and videos as required by House rules. Well, Benny Thompson's still there, but Liz Cheney's not. What are you going to do now? Barry, Republican Barry, what are you going to do? Continue with this charade? Political tit for tat? How are you going to get them to give you the passwords? You going to go drag Benny Thompson out and threaten to having a lynch party? I mean, what are you going to do? How are you going to get Benny to cough it up as if Benny has him? How do you know Benny even has him? I mean, this is what Loudermilk is saying. This is just, you know, political tit for tat, finger pointing again. So they want to know what the facts are. We do know, according to Loudermilk, that there was plenty of intelligence. There was going to be an attack on the Capitol. Secret Service knew of it. The FBI knew of it. Department of Defense had intelligence. Homeland Security had intelligence. Capitol Police had intelligence. They got it from them. Never got passed on any further. The chief didn't know about it. We're talking about the Capitol Police chief. Some Republicans say the reported collusion between the committee and Willis was intended to obscure her discovery in the Trump case, keeping it out of public view. The collusion could upend her prosecution. That would mean that there is exculpatory evidence concealed to keep it away from discovery that would allow defense lawyers to see what was shared and how far the collaboration went. You see, in all of this, if they find out, here's the interconnection between what's going on between Fannie Willis and the White House and Nathan Wade. You know, they're all going after this. I mean, the divorce records for special Trump prosecutor tapped by Fannie Willis are unsealed now. And, of course, Nathan Wade, the special prosecutor, is embroiled in weird divorce proceedings with Jocelyn Wade, his wife. He was found in contempt in August for failing to adequately provide discovery documents. An order that month said Mr. Wade could purge himself of the contempt by delivering the documents. That's what the court does. It's called arm twisting. Other filings allege that Mr. Wade has provided nearly nothing for support and survival to Mrs. Wade, despite him receiving nearly $700,000 from his employer since May of 2022 and her being a stay-at-home mom for the last 26 years. The only payments made to Mrs. Wade by Mr. Wade was bi-weekly payments of $700, according to one filing. Those payments have been undercut by Mr. Wade, allegedly using an account in question for his own expenses. Gee. And this has to do with former President Trump's case in Fulton County, Georgia. Why? You see, that's part of the political smear. They're going to dig up skeletons in their closet. Now they're digging up skeletons that show Fannie Willis went to D.C., talked to people in Garland's office and various other places, and Jack Smith, Jack B. Nimble. Yeah. So, yeah, there's all sorts of stuff going on here. Exculpatory evidence being concealed. This is a problem, and it's going to continue. And the only way that any of this stops is if we the people do the right thing in November and there is indeed a house cleaning. And if it has to be by force to stop this nonsense, because look, just because Trump would be elected in November means nothing to Fannie Willis. She will keep up this charade until somebody comes after Fannie Willis and says, you're out of here. I mean, the governor of Georgia, if he wanted to dismiss Fannie Willis and get rid of her, could have done it, but he hasn't. Why not? Oh, you don't want that kind of impropriety rearing his ugly head? Crazy, isn't it? A House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, you know, James Comer, you know that. He's a Republican from Kentucky, issued the following statement. After an interview with Kevin Morris, a Hollywood lawyer and Democrat donor. Kevin Morris's massive financial support to Hunter Biden raises ethical and campaign finance concerns for President Joe. This is Comer talking now. So Comer thinks that Biden is the president. All right. Understand what he just said. Shortly after meeting Hunter Biden at Joe Biden campaign event in 2019, Kevin Morse began paying Hunter Biden's tax liability to insulate then presidential candidate Biden from political liability. Kevin Morse admitted he's loaned the president's son at least $5 million. These loans don't have to be repaid until after the next presidential election, and the loans may ultimately be forgiven. Since Kevin Morse has kept President Biden's son financially afloat, he's had access to the Biden White House, has spoken to Biden himself. Huh. Follow any kind of a pattern? Yeah, well, you want to see the full scope of Biden and his family's corruption? There you have it. We got all sorts of facts, including Lynette Phillips, a Hollywood producer, and introduced Kevin Morris, a Hollywood lawyer, and Hunter Biden at a campaign event in the winter of 2019 at their home in L.A. Joe Biden spoke, and Kevin Morris donated money at that event. And the list and the hits just keep on coming. We have a transgender candidate who has been permitted to run for a seat in the Ohio House despite hiding his original name on documents required by state elections laws. Yeah. The Mercer County Board of Elections in Ohio chose not to take up a vote on disqualifying transgender Democrat candidate Ariane Childry, a biological male identifying as female, according to a report by AP. See, they're getting in on this. Yeah, the mainstream media is starting to have one of these go figure moments, but they're only scratching the surface. I think it's by design. You be the judge. Childry underwent a name change in 2020, but said he would have provided his former name if he had known about the law. Quoting, "I would have filled out whatever was necessary because at the end of the day, while it would have been a hit to my pride, there's something much more important than my pride, and that's fighting for this community," according to Childry. The Ohio law requires prospective political candidates who have changed their names within the last 5 years to put their former names on their candidate petitions, except for those who've changed their names due to marriage. If Childry wins the Democrat primary, the transgender candidate's likely going to go on to face Ohio State Rep. Angie King, who is an actual biological female, who has sponsored anti-grooming legislation and voted to ban transgender-related medical procedures being performed on kids. Childry is one of four transgender candidates vying for a seat in Ohio's legislature, where they will likely seek to counter anti-grooming legislation enacted by Republicans in the state. You see, there's always a reason for why all these people are running. Then you have Vanessa Joy, another biological male identifying as a female, running for a seat in the Ohio House, recently said he was disqualified from the race for not using the name on his birth certificate. Well, there you have it. More political tit for tat. Anybody out there got a mortgage loan with Loan Depot? Well, guess what? You're one of 16.6 million customers that have had their sensitive all your stuff, your sensitive information, your personal identifying information. Yep, they just had a cybersecurity breach. TechCrunch is reporting Loan Depot, one of the largest loan and mortgage companies in the U.S., disclosed in a filing to federal regulators that 16.6 million customers have had their PII compromised. PII, come on, personal identifying information. That's pretty serious stuff, folks. Thought we ought to let you know. The FAA has instructed Boeing, yep, to visually inspect door plugs on a second aircraft model, because they didn't trust the first one. Now we're talking about the Boeing 737-900ER. It's not part of the newer Boeing 737-9 MAX that's already been grounded. Both have the same door plug design. So guess what? The FAA is going, ah, no, you guys, You guys have to fix all of this stuff. You need to go look at all of these doors, make sure everything is tightened down. The FAA is also investigating Boeing subcontractor, Kansas-based Spirit Aerosystems, who manufactured the fuselage of the plane that had to make an emergency landing. We're talking about Alaska Airlines, January 5th. And of course, their airline's operations have been severely affected because of the grounding of the 737-9 MAX aircraft. Of course, all the passengers who had scheduled flights on these planes are getting notified of cancellations. In the help section, and we have to note that the information provided by me and on our website, thepowerhour.com and thepowermall.com, is for informational purposes only, is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional, whoever that may be. You may not trust them, but we have to say it. It's like another extended disclaimer of the program because, you know, we don't want the FDA and the FTC and any other acronym showing up on our doorstep with the black SUVs. Now, I'm going to leave it up to Chip Roy from Texas, Republican. You know, the guy with the silver goatee that kind of has that Wilford Brimley mustache going on? Well, he's speaking out against the Biden administration's effort to involve the U.S. in this World Health Organization treaty, which he said would expand the power of WHO in the United States. And we actually have a link on our email blast that shows you the draft version of this treaty. You can read it. Yep, they want the United States to support this treaty, which would give the World Health Organization, which, of course, Mr. Roy cited have links to the Chinese Communist Party, and its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic is disqualifying it from U.S. support. I mean, everything's out in the open. We pretty much know that this was manufactured, and it was designed to be sent worldwide to make people sick so they could roll out a vaccine. And they wanted to roll out the vaccine so they could inoculate as many people as possible, knowing that there would be an internal kill switch included in that jab. Because it wasn't a vaccine, it was gene therapy, altering their DNA and killing their immune systems. And this is one of the reasons why cancer cases are expected to hit a record high this year. And we're talking about breast cancer, prostate cancer, endometrial, pancreatic, kidney cancer, and melanoma. 2% increase from previous estimates, according to the American Cancer Society. Prostate cancer, most rapidly increasing by 3% per year. And did you know, on this Rife machine right here, there are settings for prostate cancer? Did you know? It's in the book. There's like over 800 different frequency settings for various illnesses. I don't know why more people aren't using this. We have them at the Power Mall, by the way. You want to get rid of cancer? Well, let's see. They say virus, right? What kills viruses? What's antiparasitic? Ivermectin. Yeah. We can sing the hallelujah chorus now. Here's weapon number two. The Rife machine. I mean, there's settings for COPD, arthritis, rheumatism. I mean, they're all over the place. Breast cancer. I mean, it's got gobs of different settings on here. And, you know, here again, I got to ask you the question, knowing about all of this. I'm not going to go into detail on this particular article because of time. There's a lot of information on the email blast you need to know about. But the thing is when you look at the fact that you have to put your trust in a healthcare professional, the very same professional, like I said on our show yesterday with Scott Shara, that you turn around and you go to the same healthcare professional for advice on how to cure the problem your healthcare professional told you to go fix by taking a jab. And then you get cancer, and then you go back to the same damn bunch of doctors that told you to take the jab in the first place because they scared you and you believed the men in the white coats. Oh, yeah. They're coming to take me away. Ha ha. Yeah. Remember that? Napoleon the 14th? Sit and smile and wiggle your thumbs and toes. Basket weavers. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's all sit around and sing Kumbaya while this all goes down around our ankles, right? I don't think so. So you got to watch this SV40 virus out there, that simian virus, and all the other crap that they're going to be putting in these alleged vaccines. And you want to trust your healthcare professional? We have to include the disclaimer, but I'm telling you what, you have every right as a human being, because you have to have informed consent. And if the doctor goes, it's safe and effective, that doctor's lying. But like we discussed yesterday with Scott Shara, the Hippocratic Oath means nothing. No, they're following the narrative. They've been ordered. You want to lose your medical license? Well, if not, then you do what we tell you. Bam, bam. Now you do what they told you. Yeah. That's called Killing in the Name by Rage Against the Machine, for those of you who want to go look it up on YouTube. And of course, the next line in that song is, now you're under control. You see, they're not all wrong. Some of these protest songs are not all wrong. And they're designed to get to the younger generations because nobody's speaking up. And you're worried about how the younger generations are going to support you the older you get? Yeah, and now you know why we have so many problems, because the younger generation is a massive state of confusion right now. We also have a simple butternut squash soup recipe with an anti-inflammatory quality for those of you who don't like inflammation and want to manage it. There are settings on the Ripe machine for inflammation too, but for those of you that like butternut squash soup, we got a good recipe for you that's beta-carotene rich. Let's see, social science, brainwashing, social engineering, that's what technocracy is. Way back in 1937, the Technocrat magazine defined it as the science of social engineering. That is the way it works. Got a big story from Technocracy News in our email blast. And you know what's really funny? We hear about it after the fact that the Space Weather Prediction Center, which is a subdivision of NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, warned about a coronal mass ejection day late and a dollar short. Isn't that something? Those of you up in the northern areas can see the aurora borealis. Apparently, there's something that looks like it up in the northern hemisphere. Asheville, North Carolina, by the way, they're looking to reinvest in biodiesel-powered buses after investing in millions in an electric fleet that's only partially operable. Oh, man, they spent all this money, and now they're going tossing it by the wayside because all their buses are breaking down. Yeah, Kamala, go get on one of those electric buses. We'll help you get somewhere. Dustin in Michigan, how you doing, sir?
Pretty good. You were talking about health care here a little bit earlier. I did an experiment here that was before the pandemic hit us. I was noticing a lot of different people had different ideas of what health care was. So I started asking people, well, define to me what health care is for you. You know, I got a different answer from everybody, and back then, pretty much everybody had something to say about an insurance company. It was bizarre. Recently, it's changed, though. People take pause, and they actually think about the question, and the insurance company stuff doesn't seem to be coming up as much as it used to. But that just goes to show you how important the definitions of words are. And, you know, with that, Bill Clinton's legacy, the only good thing he ever did for this country was expose the corruption in the legal system, that the definition of is important.
There you go. We appreciate that, Dustin. Thanks so much for your call. We're at the break. We'll be back with Bob Greska after these important words from the Power Hour in the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.